Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing in a week focused on serving through friendships, working our way through a book I wrote several years ago called Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And it's a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions. Each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how God would have us to serve. And as I said, this week is dealing with friendships. Today's specific topic in that is serving through sacrificial friendships. Jesus says that there's no greater love that we can have that other than to a man or person would lay down their life for their friend. And he goes on to call those that would follow him his friends. And we know he displayed this depth of love as he laid down his life for all of us. And we can have life because of that. One of the difficulties in sacrificial friendships is, well, it's not within our nature to sacrifice. Not of ourself, not of our time, not of our money. Many people are willing to give out of their abundance, out of their extra, out of what they consider to be unneeded at the moment. But when it starts creeping into choosing between me and them, it becomes a lot more of a struggle to say, I will continue to serve. I will continue to give. I will continue to develop and grow this friendship, to see this other person as more important than myself. You see, it's in that context that we serve God. As we take up the example of Jesus, as we live it within these sacrificial friendships. Living life in this way requires that we change our perspective. We change our mind. We change the way we look at others. And even we change the way we look at ourselves to begin to see the needs of others as more important than our own. It's a biblical principle, but it's a tough one for us to do unless we're daily asking God to help us. We're leaning in on His Spirit that dwells within us to give us the humility, the desire to serve others, to honor them above ourselves. One of the things that we look at as we consider, what does God want me to do? Oftentimes, our criteria has a lot to do with what am I comfortable doing? What makes me feel good? What is easy for me? So many times when we look at church gatherings and the volunteers needed to conduct church services, the difficulty in finding volunteers at many places. As I've had opportunity over the years to speak and to travel, and I discover that's pretty common. That most churches are consistently asking for more volunteers to work in the nursery, in teaching children's classes, and doing a variety of things, in greeting and making people feel welcome. And typically, in my experience, the number one reason people give for not doing that, well, it's not easy. That's not my gift. I don't like doing that. I don't think I've ever heard someone say, I'm sorry, but God has called me to serve somewhere else. We don't often spend time with God asking, is this what you want me to do? Instead, we ask, is this what I want to do? And then we choose to serve or not to serve based on that. As you spend time evaluating your friendships, a question I ask in the devotional has to do with, do your friendships tend to be more based on what you can get or on what you can give? You see, many of us can quote the scripture that says it's more blessed to give than to receive, but do we really live it? And I believe many times we give, but we don't feel that we're really all that blessed. And if we would be honest and evaluate it, it's often because our giving has not really been giving at all. Not in a sacrificial way. Not in a way that honors God. Not even in a way that really honors those that we're giving to. You see, when we think about sacrificial service, sometimes in our American mindset at least, our first thought goes to sacrificial giving. Oh, he's wanting me to give up my money. To give until it hurts. And that may be a part of it. But what I'm really talking about is giving of yourself. To do things that aren't simply because you like doing them, but because God's Spirit has convicted you to do it. With my fear of people and ultimate shyness, I guess, for lack of a better word, when I was first asked to teach a junior church class, to do the lesson time. I'm sure the first few times at least, I found ways to brush it off and say I can't speak in front of people, and children are people. But the first time that I agreed to do it, I was terrified. It wasn't that I agreed because I wanted to. It wasn't that I agreed because I like doing it. It wasn't any reason other than there was a conviction within me that I was supposed to do it. And when we spend time with God in prayer, I believe we'll find ourselves convicted often of things that He says we ought to do that we don't want to do. Things that He says we ought to do that we would say we're not good at doing. You see, we live in an era that we worship skill and education. To such an extent that we've made people feel unqualified to do the things that God calls them to do. And so many times this sacrificial giving will require us to give more than we're capable of. To give more than we're qualified to. And as we serve God in this way, there will be opportunities for you to serve people. And many times it will require you to give something that you don't think you have. Because God wants to be glorified. God wants to show up in a way that He is seen and that we represent Jesus well. Perhaps it's calling you to give more time than you think you have. Perhaps it's calling you to give more money. Perhaps it's calling you to give more compassion. Perhaps it's calling you to sacrifice some of your comfort. So many times we look at the things that we could do, that people have asked us to do, and we make our decision without asking God if it's something He has asked us to do. Some of the greatest times of service in my life, that it seems that I've given the most but I've received the most, have been times that have been very uncomfortable. I remember when I was asked a lot of years ago to serve in a second and third grade camp. Spend an entire week, or well, it was two parts of a week. It was at that time, a second grade camp was the first part of the week and the third grade was the second part. But spend an entire week with second or third graders in an unair-conditioned cabin in the middle of summer. And God said, I believe, convicted me within my spirit to do it even though I didn't want to. And so many times when we are asked to do something, we need to stop and say, I'll get back to you. And then we need to pray. Too often we answer without really spending any time with God. And sometimes we evaluate it based on what we're willing to give rather than on what God wants to give through us. You see, serving in these sacrificial friendships is the way that we represent Jesus the best. It was the defining element of His life. And when we begin to serve in a way that people recognize that God is at work, that this could not be done without Him. Shared this before, but a number of years ago, after the first book that I wrote was published, and God worked through a series of things to convict me to do what I could to simply give these resources to people that would use them, to trust Him to provide. And as that way of life, that way of doing ministry came about, wrote a short article that came out of that about telling your story and giving God the credit. And I believe we're best able to do that when we learn to give, when we learn to serve sacrificially. Because it's in those moments that we realize God deserves the credit because we could not have done this on our own. When we do things that we know we're able to do by ourselves, it's a lot harder to give God credit because we think we did it. But when we serve sacrificially, there should be no doubt in our mind that what was accomplished was not by our might or by our power, but by the Spirit of God moving and working in us and in those we serve. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider, who are you serving? Where are you serving? How are you serving? In what areas are you serving sacrificially? Doing something beyond what you're capable of. Trusting God to provide, to work, and to move. And as you spend with time with God, may you spend time listening and asking Him to help you say, yes, here am I, send me. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself, not just to be with you, but to represent you among the people we live in, around, and with. And Father, today I pray that we would understand in a greater way how you would have us to serve. That we would serve with these sacrificial friendships, these friendships that view others as more important than ourselves, that would honor the needs of others and look to their needs even above our own. Father, I pray that we would look back through our life and consider all of the times that we've said no. And especially consider those times that we've said no without any conversation with you. No, simply because we didn't want to. And Father, may you work in our life. May your Spirit convict us to be more obedient to you. Not in a way that simply says yes to everything, but in a way that talks to you about everything. Seeks your guidance and wisdom from your word. That listens to your Spirit and the nudgings and promptings that it tries to give us. And Father, for those times when we're asked to do things that are beyond our comfort zone, that we don't think we can do, may we come to you and spend time with you until we discover your answer. Trusting that if it's no, then there's other things that we're supposed to be doing. And trusting that if it's yes, that you will provide what we believe we lack. Father, as we give in such a way, as we serve in such a way, may we realize more clearly than ever before the working of your Spirit, the power that lives within us. And as we serve in this way, may we lift up Jesus as being the one that empowers us to do what is not natural. But to do what comes from love. Father, today as we have opportunities to serve others, may we not see them as we've always seen them, but may we see them as more valuable than ever before. May we learn the joy of full surrender, of recognizing that every resource that we have, every ability that we have, every scrap of knowledge that we've accumulated is all available to your hands. Be because we've given it to you and we recognize it's even all come from you to start with. So, Father, as we serve in these sacrificial ways, as we develop friendships that are based on this sacrificial love, may we always keep in mind your truth. As we have nothing that we've not first received. And may we trust you to continue to work, to continue to transform our life and continue to transform the lives of those we serve. Maybe we'd be willing to give of whatever it takes, knowing that your well never runs dry. And Father, today as we serve in such a way, as we grow in this sacrificial service, as our friendships deepen, may we be mindful to lift up Jesus in everything that we do, everything that we say, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.